We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadik Aleph Sif Yudalad. Makish Nisrapa, if somebody had a wound that got healed, Nois Loi Retiash Nesim Etmoil, you could put on a band-aid, that medicated band-aid that was prepared before Shabbos. Shena Eul Shamra. The entire purpose of this band-aid is just to protect the wound. Mutal also Gildi Makah, and similarly, one may put on the take off the scab, because since it's something that's going to fall off anyway, that's not considered removing skin. Moreover, the Pesukim say, for example, if somebody wants to put powder on his feet, that also is not considered just protecting from perspiration or from odor, and that's not considered refuah and it's mutar. Sif Tezvav Nitcha Leikoitz, if somebody had a splinter, he can remove it with a needle. But you have to be careful that when you remove that splinter, no blood should come out, because that would be considered David Chabura, that you're making a Chabura, which, as we discussed previously, is the Isser of Choyvel on Shabbos. In a place, however, where the splinter is causing excessive pain or could cause an infection, so there, the halacha is much more lenient in allowing to remove the thorn, the splinter. But again, try to avoid blood coming out or taking off a piece of skin. Sifta zayin, chol shenafel machas chol yol mishkan. If somebody's sick and he needs to be in bed, vein by sakana, but he's not in danger, or sheish lemechitz, or he's suffering, shemitzdarim, that he's suffering the chol memenukal gufa, his entire body is sick. What it means is that because of what he's suffering, that he can't leave his home because he has such pain or such discomfort. That is considered in the category of nafal mishkov. Other, the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to say, what it means is that he can't do what he normally does. It's preventing him from living the way he normally does. The halacha is, Oshesh the Makashim Stav, a Cholmamanu called Gufoy, Shaz Abishu Hoylach. He's able to walk, he's not in bed. Kanafel Mishkav Dami. He's in the same category of Mafakal Mishkav. And such a person, Oymelav Kacham Lassus Rafua, Lavash Vishvili. He could ask Nachri to do a Rafua for him or to cook for him. And it's important to point out that every child, every young child who's suffering is automatically considered in the category of Chol Shem Be'Sukonim. And on Shabbos he's going to be allowed to eat food that was cooked by a Nochri. However, Motzei Shabbos, if it was cooked for Chol Shem Be'Sukonim, we should not eat that food. Since it's Mutter, but it's only Mutter today, by night, have the food that was cooked by a Jew. Don't eat Bishul Nochri. Sif Yudzayim, Mutar Lo Lech Lashto Sam Refuah. He could take medicine. Mekein Lashto Ezer Refuah Bein Me'atzer Ve'Mecherim. He or someone else could make a refuah on his behalf. Obrat Shleib Dove Esse Melochem. It shouldn't be a Deraisa. Afilu Issa Drabonim. Avakol Shesh by Afilu Issa Drabonim. When you have an Issa Drabonim, then since he's only in a category of a chayil she'ein be'sakanah, also la'soisei kim ayidei oved kachavim, nothing may be done for him only through a nachri. Then ein oved kachavim, and if there's no nachri available, yesh lahat la'sos adei yisrael, then a Jew could do it. Is the rabbanon, the Jew should do it the rabbanon, and do that rabbanon ayidei shinui, not in the normal fashion. The question that comes up is, what about different treatments that are alternative types of medicine? And the Pesukim seem to follow the approach that if this type of treatment has been proven to be successful, then one may do it. But if there's no proven track record that this is successful, it should not be done on Shabbos. Sif Yudches Revev Kachovim Shematzpiach Abuas Lilodim. If one does treatments with children, taking out pus. if one could pay off the snachri to wait, shias lach Shabbos, do it after Shabbos, yasekein. And this includes all types of injections and vaccinations that doctors give the patients. So the halacha is that one should try to wait for after Shabbos. However, if the child needs this vaccination and there's really no daraisa, because it doesn't require that there should be bleeding, and it can only be done on Shabbos, it may be done on Shabbos. And the same halacha would be regarding blood work that needs to be done. From lav, tzrich and lasis, as a Shabbos, and if it's a situation where it must be done in Shabbos, yachsa Yisrael as a yelad, the Jew should hold on to the child. The Jew should al yachsa Yisrael as a yelad. The Jew should not be the one holding the child, because if the Jew is holding the child, then he's considered a mesayeya. He's contributing to this treatment, which involves chil Shabbos. Everything should be done through the nachri. However, if it's not possible, the child, there's no one else, or the child will only be allow himself to be held by a parent, there is room for leniency. When it's a situation of sakonas tafashas, we have to do what we have to do. The situation is a chol shesh b'sakana, v'adam kosher, and he's a fine person. Even though sometimes he does averus, even if he's just a child, the halacha is mechan lavas Shabbos. If the chol does not want that chol Shabbos should be done on his behalf, we force him to have it done. And this is what's known, says the Mishnah Berura, Chasidus Shel Shtus. This is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He uses very strong words. He's guilty for doing something wrong. Dor HaShulchan says he may be considered like a person who's Ma'avad Atzmei L'das. It's a person who's committing suicide by preventing having a treatment which is required. Vavim Gadol Hu B'Yadai, and it's a terrible sin, Li Yischai Seshaita, Shalai L'Srapa B'Shalai Zeser, to refuse treatment because he thinks it's Aser. Vav V'Kasv Oimer, and regarding such individuals, the Pasuk says, V'ach Estimchel Nafshasechem Edrosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be angry at this person. Then, as I saw, the Shail Tashbat says, the Chassidim Rishonim, says the Sefer Chassidim, were mispallel that they should never have to have Chil Shabbos done on their behalf. But if it is needed, to say I'm not going to do it is very wrong. And somebody who takes initiative to help a Chil Shesh B'Sakana, Harezim Shubach, that is what should be done, that's praiseworthy. Even if there's a nachri, we should try to do it through a nachri, through a yisrael. However, in this situation, in this question, the paiskim seem to take a different approach. And if there's a nachri who's equally qualified and equally prepared to do whatever has to be done, so we say, as we started this sif, that Shabbos is the chuya. It's something that we allowed to do, but not want to do. And if we could easily have it accomplished through a nachri, we should do it through a nachri. Anybody who's mechal Shabbos because of chol shesh b'sakanam, afpi yesh lo hutzruch loy, even though at the end he wasn't needed, hareze yesh lo schar, he will get schar for what he did. If the doctor said that this patient needs a fig, and nine people ran, the Talish Kalacha Gregus Avian. Each one of them took down a fig and brought it. Kulam Yeshlam Schar, Toy Mesa Shemiz Baruch Shemai. They all got Schar. And this is most relevant for members of Atzala. If somebody gets an Atzala call, they should just go on the call. Even though it's quite possible by the time they arrive, a different Atzala member, somebody else came, they who did what they have to do did the right thing. Even if the first fig is all that was needed. Whenever the situation of pikuach nefesh, but philosophic pikuach nefesh, even if it's not certainly a situation of pikuach nefesh, mitzvah l'chalal of the Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah l'chalal Shabbos, lasis b'shvil l'kol isa d'raisa, do everything that's necessary, she'en l'chadav shem b'fnei pikuach nefesh. Everything falls away for pikuach nefesh. Of course, that doesn't mean that something that could have been done without Chil Shabbos should be done with Chil Shabbos. And that's why it is the responsibility of health professionals to try to make sure that they have everything set up, that if there's going to be a patient on Shabbos, it should be done with the least Chil Shabbos. Torah was given to us that we should live. The Torah should not cause us death or suffering. The only exceptions, that those averus are yaharg val yava. So based kol adam shuaymerim, any person that says maka ani ba'is chayel shumasukin, I know that this patient is in danger. Im ain sham roifi non chishem achishay, there is no professional doctor who disagrees. Neman mechal on Shabbos, we allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Afila ena oimid bebiru, even if he's not 100% certain. Ela oimid shenir lo shetzrichel chalalov, he says it seems to me that this is a situation where chil Shabbos is required. Shaymon loy mechal lov, we do what he says. Shom safek nefashos lahakol. Emray fe achem mamishem asukin. If one doctor says that this is a situation of sakana, and this patient needs this treatment, another doctor says it's not necessary, or the patient himself says it's not necessary, we do what the doctor who said that's necessary says should be done. If the doctor who says that Chil Shabbos is not required, even though the other people there think Chil Shabbos is required, the Tehillah David says we follow the doctor's recommendation. If one doctor says that Chil Shabbos is not required, another one says it is, and the doctor who says it's not is a greater doctor, then most Paiskim say we should do Chil Shabbos, but in such a situation, if possible, we should use a goy to a nachri to do that melacham. If the patient himself is a doctor and he says that whatever he says, especially if there's no other doctor, we listen to what the patient says. But if there's a doctor that says Chil Shabbos is required and the patient, even if he's knowledgeable, says that it's not, we do what the doctor says. If the patient says he needs a certain medicine, but the doctor says it's not necessary, but the patient says he needs a certain medicine that comes with Chil Shabbos, and the doctor says that not only don't you need that medicine, but actually taking that medicine could harm you, under those circumstances, we listen to the doctor. However, if the patient mentions what he's saying is not based just on medical knowledge, but it's based on his previous experiences with being sick, so then the patient who has that knowledge and experience about his own situation is somebody who we will listen to, even if it's contrary to what the doctor says.